Okay, can I ask you about postcards then? Yeah. So you said that you took over some negatives and machinery from Frith's and another company.
Yeah.
So does that mean that that those postcards were still being produced in the with the Frith name on, or would they?
No.
So how would you recognise one that you'd done, say, at Peterborough as opposed to one of theirs?
Well, correctly on that, we didn't have any equipment from Frith's. Oh, we had just their collection of plates and negatives and original copies, because they always kept original copies as well, so you could always match to it sort of thing.
Was that collection for the whole country then, or just part of it?
Yeah.
Because I did hear that at one point Frith's were trying to place their negatives with people like the Cambridgeshire Collection, various sort of archives and libraries and museums and so on. So,
would that have come while it was still Frith's?
I think it was after it was Frith's. So maybe there was a bigger collection than you got, or maybe they didn't sell it to record offices, but ended up selling it to Camkins.
I really wouldn't know, but that was my impression that we bought the Frith's and this other company down in the West Country. I forget who they were, but they were sort of a reasonable-sized company.
Mm-hmm. And so really, in effect, you were still producing postcards that looked like Frith's and looked like this other company's just fulfilling orders.
But then I would assume, I never actually saw any postcards which Frith's produced, but I would imagine it had their name on the back, in small writing.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm not a postcard expert, but...
No. I'm not an expert.
Were these all black and white, or were you doing coloured postcards?
All black and white.
All black and white, yeah. And the machinery that you used to produce these then, was it?
Well, quite ancient Graber machines, they were called, Graber. But they still printed from 500 foot rolls of paper.
That's, when you say paper, that's like the card stock that becomes the postcard.
Yeah, but it was photographic paper, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that was pre-printed with postcards
for the back? Well, the stuff we had wasn't, no, because we then got our paper from other sources, because you could then purchase that sort of paper from Kodak Plain, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. So did you go to another printing works to have the backs of the cards done?
I'm not sure what used to happen there, in actual fact. Another something else that slipped, and I'm sure that there was no printing on the back, because it had been a question of lining up the printing with the actual photograph on the other side, and I wouldn't think we were capable of doing that, of course, just making postcard print. Yeah, I'm certain of that. They were plain backed,
right, and would have gone off to your supplier, to your customers, like right.
But like I've said before, the customers nearly always were post offices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they were anything on ships, of course they'd go to the various lines, and the same with steam engines.
So how big was the collection of negatives that you got from Frith's and this other company?
I can only go over sort of trying to think when we had it upstairs at Devonshire Road, that what, probably 3,000?
Wow.
Possibly.
Yeah. And these were glass negatives.
Some were glass.
They? Yeah.
But a lot of them were, they've been, I think a lot of them in actual fact, have been copied onto film.
Mm-hmm.
Because glass plates, as you don't chuck them around. But there were quite a lot of glass plates. But in the main, they were film.
And what happened to the collection of negatives then when Anglia Photo Works closed down?
I really don't know. I wish I did know. I wish that we had sold them to the person who inquired about them from Jersey. Yeah, at least you'd have known they were still in operation. Or if we could have had an agreement and sold them to Cambridge Collection. Well, or given them to Cambridge Collection would have been a better idea. Some of the negatives, particularly of steam engines, I did give them away, well, quite a few of them, to a chap, Michael Jarvis Slister, who was very much into steam engines.
An interesting crossover point between people who collect postcards, who come across the real photographic ones,
right,
and people who collect photographs, who find that a lot of the photographs they pick up have got postcard backs on them.
Right.
So I was trying to work out how some of these photographs, portraits in particular, ended up with these postcard backs. Would that have been, to your knowledge, just something that every studio photographer offered as a product? You could either have these things with a blank back, or you could have them with a postcard back if you wanted.
I think that goes back, I think, a bit before my time, but I think virtually every studio used to print on the paper that had postcard details on the back. And that was just something that happened, you know.
That would have set the format of the print as well, which would, on a postcard, is sort of slightly longer and thinner than the sort of
5.5 Yeah,
than the sort of 6x4s we get nowadays. But it would also, I suppose, have given the customer something that they could put in a post to somebody else if they wanted to.
That was the idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then all of these postcards that one sees that have got the names of shopkeepers on or little publishers, how would that have come about? If we're talking about, say, a post office out in the sticks, a village post office somewhere, and they wanted to sell some postcards as just another commodity that they sold, they could come along to people like yourselves when you were running this printing works in Peterborough and just order 100 a year or something that.
Yeah. And, of course, it'd be up to the people who own, like, I'm talking about automatic photo printing now. The two chaps, I almost said the name, the two chaps who ran it, who owned it, one of them used to go out, obviously, and take the photographs. And it wasn't a question of the post office people, if they did send one that was good, perhaps you'd have a go at it. But generally speaking, all the photographs, where possible, were taken by them.
Right.
And, you know, like they did all the ones around Swaversea and Histon and all that sort of thing.
Really? And yet their name wouldn't have appeared on it at all.
No.
It would have just been John Smith post office over or something like that.
And then you get quite a lot, as you've probably seen them, the village photographs probably have 5 different pictures on just one postcard. But then there would be some writing on it, you know, like the village green, Histon or whatever, the war memorial at
And what about amateur photographers? Would it have been possible for an amateur photographer to expose a reel of film and then send it off to a photo lab and have those come back with postcard backs on?
I didn't know of any. I didn't know of any sort of situation like that. No. Wouldn't know. I've got a feeling that that sort of, because I don't suppose there was a great deal of photography done during the wartime due to the fact you couldn't get the film. But so I would imagine quite a lot of that is possibly pre-war. Pre-World War. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that would be what I would guess.
Yeah. Any more that you can say about these Gruber machines, was it?
Graber
machines.
We had them. I suppose you see they went to the scrap man, didn't they, when they sold Anglia Works and all the negatives and everything. Well, that was, I suppose, that was an early machine, but even then in those days it was printing on a roll. Roll of paper, and it was just the negative was stuck over the glass platen, and the paper would come up and was fed behind this platen. And then, of course, when it was going to make a print, they just pushed the paper onto the negative. The light was the other side, of course. And it just used to make a contact print of it.
So you had to make up a negative that was same size as the finished
postcard. All the postcard prints were made from negatives, made up to fit the postcard size. So you finished up virtually with a 3.5, 5.5 negative.
So what would have been the whole process then? The photographer would have gone out and taken a photo with whatever camera, which would have been a different format. Presumably they didn't actually have that negative format.
That's right. It would probably have been in them days. It would have been a 5x4 camera.
Yeah, so you come back with your 5x4 negative.
Yeah.
And what was the process then to get that into another negative?
Then you've got to make a print from it.
Yeah.
And then do a copy negative from it.
Yeah.
But before you made the copy neg, you would crop to the size you wanted the postcard.
Yeah.
Because the 5x4 wouldn't fit. You're going to crop top and bottom on that.
Yeah.
5x4.
So when you see these old real photo postcards and they've got text actually on them, how would the text have been put on? That would have been typed onto the intermediate print before you make your second negative?
They were handwritten.
Right.
And I think what used to happen, there used to be, I think it was put onto a slither of white paper, which would then be stuck onto it with the writing on that bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be copied.
Yeah, so you'd do that bit of text onto the print before you took the second negative, which was the one you put onto your machine.
That's right. Yeah. But in their case over there, they were always handwritten on. I never had any doings with copying the negatives or anything like that. All I worked with when I was over there was the existing negatives that were there for the existing customers.
Yeah. So you would have had your exposure, and then the paper would have gone straight through a chemical processing,
would it? Yeah. Again, you did
continual process.
Yeah.
And then out the end, and did the machine actually chop them, or did you have to cut them?
They could go on a chopper. Yeah. Well, in the stage that I was there, but earlier they would have cut them by hand. Mm. And also, going back right then, a lot of the photographs, they used to keep them in stacks, and to get them flat, they used to put them in a book press.
Mm-hmm.
To hold them down, and if they had too many, they then used to have these bricks that were wrapped in brown paper, and they used to put them on the top. quite a bit of Heath Robinson about it as well.
And what stopped them sticking together? Because I can imagine sort of something fairly freshly printed like that, and you squeeze them together, they end up as a solid mass.
Yeah, I don't think, that was a question of that would happen. I mean, there was just the emulsion on there. I mean, later on, of course, with the more modern papers, photo papers, they were resin coated.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think there was any real problem.